With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth faced some sharp criticism about the Iran war during an appearance before Congress. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Testifying before lawmakers for the first time since the war started, Hegseth defended the military operations during tense exchanges with Democrats, including California's John Garamendi.
You have been lying to the American public about this war from day one. And so has the president.
Hegseth accused congressional Democrats of being the Pentagon's biggest adversary.
You sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission.
The Pentagon says the Iran war has cost $25 billion so far. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
Two Jewish men have been stabbed and injured in London on what police call an act of terrorism. Authorities arrested a 45-year-old man on suspicion of attempted murder. Wednesday's attack left the two men hospitalized. Addressing lawmakers in the House of Commons, Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the recent attacks on UK Jewish people, property and institutions are deeply worrying.
It is deeply concerning to everyone in this House. There is now a police investigation, and I think we all need to do everything we can to support that investigation and be absolutely clear in our determination to deal with any of these offences, the like of which we've seen too much recently.
In a 6-3 ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court found that the Louisiana district represented by Democrat Cleo Fields relied too heavily on race. That decision opens the door for more redistricting efforts across the country that could aid Republican efforts to control the House. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 280 points. This is SRN News. The grandson of Billy Graham will be in Japan next week.
Will Graham is scheduled to preach the gospel for 2 days in Shikoku, May 4th and 5th. The Love and Hope celebration will mark Graham's first trip back to Japan since 2014 and is part of a multi-year effort to evangelize the country. Less than 2% of the Japanese population is Christian, and the spread of the gospel has always been stubbornly slow in a nation that is primarily Buddhist or Shintoist with a penchant for ancestor worship. Michael Harrington reporting.
The communist government of Cuba is presiding over one of the worst economic collapses since the 1950s. With government aid running out, local churches are stepping up. Elderly residents in Havana are being fed 3 times a week at the Church of the Holy Spirit in the Old City. Cuban senior citizens say the church meals are a needed supplement to the meager rations that they obtain for free from state-run stores. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The UAE is pulling out of OPEC, saying that they will forge their own path when it comes to oil production.
This is a big blow for OPEC. The UAE says it will be able to set its own production levels. It says it will still be a responsible player within the market.
It's correspondent John Gambrill, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell, says he will not leave the board next month.
After my term as chair ends on May 15, I will continue to serve as a governor for a period of time.
The Fed left its benchmark interest rate unchanged for the third straight meeting on Wednesday, but signaled it could still cut rates in the coming months, moves that attracted the most dissent since October of 1992. More jumps for oil prices sent tremors through the bond markets today, but fat profit reports from some big companies helped the stock market remain resilient at the closing bell. The Dow was down by 280 points, the NASDAQ up by 9. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.